Nói ra là máy khó là như thế nào là chúng ta như là sơ thì sơ và hát tây xa thấu dân mà thì thế thì là mình thế là thế mình xa mơ mình máy mà sơ mình máy mà sơ rạp mà mình bê rơ rạp dê rơ mà mình rạ kì mà lấy chí đi đưa mơ hả đây là Die neuen Schabbes darf gut sein mit Chess und mit Arif. Die Schamme hier sind nicht meiner Sinn, das means die Schamme, if somebody strains, you know, wine, you know, it has the sediment in it and the pores to run the sediment on the strainer. And the sediment, the thing that is thicker, remains on top, and the wine, which is thinner, so that
goes down.
So the question is, what on the score of which meloche is a chayav chatos? So Rabbi says, we should bear it. One of the melochas is bear. What is Beira? Beira means Beira Pseiras Mdiachkitnius. So this is a total of Beira. And Rav Chizde, Rav Zeira Mamishin Raket. Raket, not a sifting flour. That's also one of the melochas. So the Chiyuv is Mishun Raket. So Omar Rav, Kavose the Din is Kav. That Mishamei, when a strange wine is chayav Mishum Be'er. Madati shel Be'er, Neitil Eichir Umani Achapseles, Afochename, Neitil Eichir Umani Achapseles. So in other words, that the analogy between Mishamer and Bela is because in Bela we have two kinds. We have Echo Mitech Pseles and we have Pseles Mitech Eche. So the analogy between Mishamer and Bela is that in both is Neitiles Eche and Maniachas Pseles. Because let's say Mishamer, he strains the wine and the sediment remains on top of the strainer and the wine goes down in the kila below. So he's naked, he lets the sediment remain there and that is thrown out. So and by Bela also, when he takes out, when he selects the Eichel from the Pseles. So Mela, that's why it's a total bear. Kavosi Bim is Tavon. Not Arti Shol Bear, Mitlich, Maniach, the Pseles, when the Pseles, Afochanam, and Mitlis, Eich, Maniach, the Pseles. On the Rabzeira, Kavosi Bim is Tavon. That the Chiyuv is Mishim Rakit. Why? Mad Arti Shol Rakit, Psilis Milo Veicher Numato, not like Beira. Beira is so when you dump the kidneys with all the impurities in the kidneys. What kind of impurities does kidneys have? Some tiny little chips, some sand, you know. One second, please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor, don't drop me. Please. So, it has some impurities, you know, tiny little chips and some sand. So what remains on top? The thinner thing, the thing that is relatively thin remains that. I mean, the thinner thing goes down And the thicker fig remains, the thicker substance remains on top. So in wine, so what is thinner? The wine is thinner. So the wine goes down. And the sediment is thicker, so it remains on top. And in Beira, it is just the reverse. It is just the reverse. That the Pselus is the thicker thing, so it goes down. So the Pselus is Mumato. And the Eichel, the, let's say, the beans, the peas, the kidneys, that's the thicker thing. So that remains on top. So Rav Zeira says, Kavosim Dimistav, Madarki Shemiraki, Pselus Mumato Veichel Mumato. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Zeira. Rabbi says Nishamer is chayav mishum Beira, and Rav Zeira says Nishamer is chayav mishum Mirakit. So Rabbi says, what's the common characteristic between Nishamer and Beira? That in both it's needless Eichel Maniach as a Pselus. And Rav Zeira says, what is the common characteristic between Mirakid and Mishameya? That in both it is the Pselus remains on top and the Eichel goes down. So Rashi says, Mishumai Masrumbe, Mishame, Mishumbeya, Dhai Namebeo, Kavose di דידים הסתברה, די אסרה בי משום בירה הסוי, דיני תירכם נניח הפסירס, ולרבה, הועדי נאמר די אסרה בי, משמירק את הווה הסוי, אבל לרב זירה היא אסרה בי משום בירה הלב הסוי, ולדום לבירה, שרכה למטו ופסירס למעלו, מה שאין כי בירה הקיפי יש הפסירס למטו. So Rashi says that in the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Zeira, Rabbi saying that Mishamer is chayev mishum Beira, Rav Zeira saying Mishamer is chayev mishum Mirakit. So everybody agrees, even Rabbi has made it, that if the Asroi was mishum Mirakit, so Rabbi also agrees that he's chayev, because that common characteristics of Eichel Mato, Eichel Mato and Pselus Limailo is such a strong characteristics that because of that, even Rabbi admits that Mishamer is Chayev Mishum Mirakit. But Rabbi, while conceding to Rav Zeira, that if Das Roye was on the score of Mirakit, so the Mishamer is Chayev, he says he can be Chayev Mishum Beira also. And Rav Zeira says, no, only if the Das Roye is on the score of Mirakit is Chayev. But if the Das Roye is on the score of Beira, he is not Chayev. That's Rashi Shabbat. But we see that Tesis is Chayev from Rashi. Now let's see the Tesis. Und Rebbezer am Mai kohlen ja, wien tina wien ihn, in Nacht wien ihn in Asroi, she zog raas, is a tode nicht mal die Dei. So first of all, we have a big Chiddush in this place, this, that in every Melochen in Shabbos, so I said, and that was the slip of the tongue, that if the Masra Mishum, Mishum Beira, so is Chayev Achatos. I mean, that was a slip of the tongue. Hasroi is only Ligabe Mise, Ligabe Chatos, there is no union of Hasroi. That was a slip of the tongue. So is Chayev Skir. So that means that according to Teisves, so every Hasroi for Shabbos, so when your master and Lochem Shabbos, it's not enough if he says to him, listen, don't be Mishamer, because if you are Mishamer, you're Chayev Mise, and you're Chayev Mise. So then he's not Chayev Mise. He has to be, to emphasize what kind of Lochem it is there. That's a big Chiddush. it's a bit strange. Why should he? But that's the Ishvashita. So Taisa says, the Rambam doesn't mention such a halacha that by Shabbos the Eidim have to point out the identity of Menach. He just has to, the Eidim, the one who is masking, has to tell him, Yachayv Nisi. But, from Taisus is Mashma, that, and from Rashi Shabbos is also Mashma, that by Mamloche Shabbos, since there is a Chiluk Mloche, some Mimele, he has to mention the identity of the Mloche, whether it's Bere, or it's Merakit, whatever the Mloche is. So Taisus says the Kashe, the name of the Nafkiminali in Asroyish, it's all the last race. I told them, Mishmav the Dor, Kid Amrim and Felektiv, Misham and Mishmanaskin, the Rabbo and Mishmbeir, Rav Zilon and Mishmarakit, Vyesh Lema, the first Eretz is the Ochotok, Mishmai Maskin and the Ishu Chayev, Rabbo and Mishmbeir, Avol Yisro be Mishmarakit Potter, the Chid Mishmaskin be Dovor Shein Deine, Sova Shemalik be Potter, Avol Yisro be Yomar Tisham Echad, Then the Eidish Lema, the Zeru Shemitarez, Hard Havid Mishkin Kor Yav, the Tzorach Lahasris had told the Mishmo. Now let's, for a moment, we're not going to discuss the Veid, because the Veid is very complicated, there are several Kesois, there are all kinds of Pshotim, so let's ignore the last line from the Eid Mitem Vash. So that means that so far, Tasteless is two things. The first Washington taste says that there is no such halacha that you have to be masre every told the mishmav. If you are masre, the person who does the told, and you tell him this is a melacha Shabbos, and your chayiv skila is good enough. And the second, but if you are masre for the wrong melacha, then Yapota, then the Asroi is not Asroi. But you don't have to point out the identity of Melach. This thesis first starts. In the second terrace, thesis says the way he assumed in the Kashi, that unless since by Shabbos there is a Chiluk Meloches, so pointing out the Meloch is an essential part of the Asroi. Because the pointing out the nature of Moloch, whether it's Bele or Meraki, is like pointing out the Maisamir. After all, because the Chiluk Moloch is not just an arbitrary classification. There is a Moloch of Chiluk Moloch. In other words, if a person was aware that it was Shabbos, but he did all the Lamed Pertes Meloches, and he didn't know the Ksivei Zosa, Zrii Zosa, so then he's hired 39 Chatois. But suppose he knew the nature of the Meloches, but he thought that it was Friday, it was Sunday, so then he's hired only one Chatois. So there is a Haloche, so not, in other words, that the Chiluk Meloches, Lametes Meloches, is not just an arbitrary classification. You know, it can be classified. No, it's a din. It's a din of Chiluk Meloches. Because if it was Din Loche Vishigas Shabbos, then he's Chayev only one Chatos. But if it was Zdein Shabbos, Vishigas Meloches is Chayev, and each Meloches separately, as if it had been a separate Maisaveira. So there is a Loche of Chiluk Meloches. So maybe since there is a Loche of Chiluk Meloches, as if each Meloche had been a separate Maisaveira. In other words, if he writes on Shabbos, knowing the Shabbos, but he doesn't know that
Ksiba is one of the Malachas, and he plants on Shabbos, and because he doesn't know that planting on Shabbos is one of the Amitas Malachas, is Chayv to Chatoris, as if he had done to Averas, as if he had eaten Chayla and Dab. So Melech, since there is a Loch of Chiluk Malachas, so Melech, the second Russian taste, this holds, that the master has to point out the nature of Malach, not just to say, this is in Malach, because this is in Malach is not enough. Now, Rashi Shita Mechastinuch points out, he mentions Gaius from a number of Rashis. The Mechastinuch is in the Lazy say, in Israel of the Sasek Malach. So he mentions Gaius from Rashi, that Rashi Shita is that every Masre, has to mention a love. In other words, it's not enough if somebody, let's say, does an avira of chitiche, so the master has to mention him the avira misirzoch. Suppose he just mentions the him. The Torah says that chitiach is chayiv misi, but he doesn't mention the identity of the love of the azore. He's not chayiv misi. Some mele, that I think that the second Russian in Tesis that says that that the Masre has to point out the nature of the Av, because it's based upon that chite that the Masre in all Averes has to point out the Av. So it's not enough to say Yachayim Nisi. You have to point out the nature of the Aveira, the love, what love it is. So since by Shabbos there is a Chiluk Meloches, so even if he mentions the love with Sasek HaMelacha, but he doesn't mention the exact nature of the Meloche, whether it's Beira or Merakit, so it's like not mentioning the love. Since there is a Chilmach, but if we say like the Rambam that Imascha doesn't even have to mention the love, the Rambam Shita is all the Imascha has to say Yachayim Nisi. What love it is, what difference does it make, what love it is. So really, why should it be important to mention the nature of the Melacha after all? The love, the nature of the love is more basic than the nature of the Melacha after all the love, than this Melacha is come under the same love. So if it's not necessary to mention even the love, the general love that covers all the melachas, why should it be necessary to mention the exact melach? So in other words, so even the shite, even the first lashon tesis, does not necessarily have to agree with the shite Rambam. He could agree with the shite that Rashi's Arshayim, that the love has to be mentioned. But while the love has to be mentioned, that doesn't mean that the nature of the Melach has to be mentioned. But the second Lashon certainly has to hold that the Master has to mention the love. Anyway, so we have two things. Then we see another Chiddush in Tesis, because according to Rashi and Shabbos, Rabbi Shiti is that Mishameir is Chayef Ach Mishim Be'er, if the Eidim were Masra Be'er, and the score of Be'er is Chayef, but everybody agrees that if the Eidim are Masra the Mishameir, and the score of the racket is Chayef, but Teisa says the reverse. Teisa says, V'yish Lema D'Hoche Perushe, Mishumay Masrinam Be'er Shil Chayef, Rabbi Ona Mishim Be'er, אבל היסרבן משמרקית יספוטה. תכי, אבל היסרבן שרק יספוטה, so it's explicitly, not like Rash, not like Rash. תכי משהו מסך בדובר שם דיימה, סובר שם מליג בי, ופוטה הכל מטרשע, so, רבי is also made that משמרקית יספוטה. אבל היסרבן לא מרתי שם אחד, ואיתי יש להם ארס, זהו שמתארץ, הרדה ומישכון קורא ויאב, ויצור להסרס התורדו בשמו. Now comes the difficult
According to the second tablet,
yes,
it's not Mishumalik Boy. We don't see that Svara. It's only because, as we were saying, that you have
all the Rubik's Cubes.
No, no. According to the first Lashon, that you don't have to mention the Asoi. Some male, you don't have to mention. But if you mention the Rondav, then he has to resolve because Malik. But according to the second, that he has to mention the nature of the Av, so it's a special halacha that you have to mention the nature of the Av.
But perhaps we can say that if you tell him the Tulda, even if it's the right Tulda, but since this isn't one of the Avs, so we don't find this as a specific Av in the Mishkan, so he thinks the same spot as Malik Boy.
No, it's not Mishtaber. I mean, why should he think? If we say that he doesn't have to mention the identity of the Av, so you only have to mention that Yachal Nisi. So Mele, the question is, so what's wrong if he mentions the Onga? What difference does it make? This Av, that Av, is Chayim Nisi. So this is the result of Malik Bey. But according to the second version, it's a special Av Locha, that the master has to point out everything. So Mele, since there is a Chiyut Melochas in Shabbos, and Afkimina Ligabei Stin Shabbos Vishigas Melochas, so it's Chayef HaNich Melochas separately. So Mele, we don't have to resort to Malik Bey, because there is, so it's like a separate Maizaveya. So he has to mention the separate love. Alright, now then comes the expression in Tesis that is very difficult. No matter how we explain it, it's difficult. And then there are two gersois in that part of Tesis. One gersi is the way you have it in our text. But in most drawing, the gear says the aid in itea mevashe in sorrow last race in Shemav, Vim Hisro told the mission itea chayv. Not Vim Hisro Mishmato de chayv, but Vim Hisro told the mission itea chayv. And that is Brilas Loring, the Maram says. And then, but Bereva Svorim, while they are not Geiris Vim Hisro Mishmato Lechayev, they are Geiris Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteya Chayev. Meteya. Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteya.
It was Meteya.
Told them Mishmeteya.
Oh, okay.
Meteya, Meteya 20. Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteya. In our text it's written Vim Hisro Mishmatol Dechayev. And the Rav Svorim, the Maram says, it's written Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteyachayev. Told them Mishmeteyachayev. But in Rav Svorim we are Geres V'eid. Then the Maram says that in certain Svorim the V'eid is not mentioned. And he prefers that Geres. So in other words, the Maram accepts the Girse like this. Veidi Shlema de Zeru Shemitaris Har Dehave B'Nishkin Kor Liav V'Tzorich Lehasris HaTolde B'Shmo. Doin Yitei Amirash. The Veid is stricken out. Doin Yitei Amirash in Tzorich Lehasrisi Mishmav Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteyachayev. He also accepts the Girse, not Vim Hisro Mishmatodachayev, but Vim Hisro told them Mishmeteyachayev. Vachloach Lachashvichakot. What's wrong with being Geres V'eid? Let's consider it the way it's mentioned in most form. Not the way it's written here, but the way it's written in most form. So, V'eid in itea mevashel in tzorch lasrisim shmav v'im hischa atolde shem itea chayev. If we are Geres V'eid, then it means it's a third terz. If we are not Geres V'eid, So then it's a hemshech of the second terz. But if we are Geres Rei, then there are three terz. I mean, what the Maram accomplishes by accepting the Geres of striking out one word, Rei, is that as a result there are two terz in Tesis. All right. So, but if we don't strike out Rei, then there are three terz. So let's try to read it with the weight and the code to the gears and the story. The Nisro told the Mishnetecha the A, the third Eretz. The first Eretz says that there is no requirement of emphasizing the identity of Noach. The second Eretz is there is, and that's the Eretz of the Gemara. How the Av and Mishkoshivas and Mele, that is the Av, and the Masre has to point out that Noach that Av. Then he says, the third Eretz, Yitea Mivashe Yitzor Lasrei Semishema. Yom Yisro told the Mishun Yitea Yishaye. Now, the Mishnah Kodesh mentions the names of all the other Smiths. So let's see the Mishnah Kodesh. Tachayim Yuma Medav. Other Smiths are Boim Chosarachas. Hazereya, Nitea mentioned, Nitea is not mentioned. Zereya is mentioned, but Nitea is not mentioned. Hazereya, Vacherish, Vakeitzer, Vamameya, והדוש, והזירה, הדירה, התיכן, גם רקית, וירלוש, ויריף. So the Mishnah mentions among the Ramites Melochas, זריה, not ניטייה, and דייפה, but not נבש. So then there is ignore, דף, I'm dollar on the base, the seventh line from the top of the Amid, and Dalad on the base. Omar Rav Poppe, Shofa Ktane Didon Bishul Samonim, the Havel Mishu, Vinokatev. Because what is the basis for all the Melochas? And the fact that they existed in connection with the construction of the Mishu. So, in Eifer did not take place in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Mivashal, yes. Why Mivashal, yes? Because in the Mishkan you had certain samonim. So those samonim, certain materials, had to be cooked. It's like cooking chemicals. So there is a minimum of Bishal in samonim, in chemicals also. Bishul is not limited only to food. Bishul applies even to someone. If a chemist, let's say many times, burns chemicals, materials, it's not food, you can't eat it. So it's on Shabbos, it's in Lachas Bishul. So in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, there was no Eifer, but there was Bishul. So the question is, how come that the Tanya of the Mishkan, I mean the Tanya of the Mishnah, when he enumerates the Lametes Melochas, so he shouldn't mention those Melochas that exist in the Mishkan. He mentions Eifer didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So Eifer existed in connection with Mivashel existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan and all the kelim of the Mishkan, the materials of the Mishkan. So how come? Omar Apope Shova Ktane Didon Bishel Samon Midavid Mishkan Vinoka Teife. So the Gemara says, Tane Didon Sidura Di Pasnokat. Sidura di Pasnokat. Even though in the Mishkan. So the Meloche of Eifa didn't exist, but it existed in the form of Bishul. And what's the difference between Bishul and Eifa, you see? Now, in the English language, you have several terms. You have cooking, you have baking, you have boiling, and you also have frying, roasting, but I mean, let's forget about it. But you have a term cooking, and you have a term baking, and you have a term boiling. Cooking is a collective term, it's a general term. Cooking includes all kinds of cooking. Boiling, baking, frying, roasting, maybe steaming too, I don't know, I mean. So cooking is a general term. It's a shemakir. It's a shemakir. But Eifa is a shemakrat. It's a certain type of cooking. Baking, there is another type of cooking. Boiling, that's bishul. That's bishul. So, but it's very similar. It's a dimyan gomor, I mean, you know, as the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says there are two kinds of dimyani. There is, because the Rambam mentions, tolde av, mein av, en tolde. Now, av is that method that existed in the Mishnah. What is mein av? Mein av is in loche that did not exactly exist in the Mishnah in that form. But it existed in a completely similar form. So that's a dimyan gomor. So that's called meinav. And then there is telode. Telode means it did not exist in the Mishkan in the completely similar form, but in a form that is partly similar. That's dimyan tzas. That's the lotion of the Magid Mishnah. In other words, so when the Rambam says meinav, it means it did not exist in the Mishnah, but it existed in the completely similar form, b'dimyan gomor, and then it's meinav. But told means it existed in the Mishkan in a partly similar form, but not in a completely similar form, a dimyan tzas. So, in the Mishkan, what existed in construction of the Mishkan? Boiling. Boiling is one form of cooking, but baking did not exist in the Mishkan. But between boiling and baking, there is a dimyan gomor. There's a dimyan gomor. Dimyan gomor. So the Gemara says, Tana didon, Amar Apope Shovak Tana didon Bishul Samoni, Dehavu B'Mishkin, V'no Kateiv. Tana didon, Sidure Pasma. Now let's see the Rashi. V'no Kateiv, V'shaya B'Lachas HaMishkin Klop, Sidure Dipas, Shihifu Bey, Nokat. Since the time of the Mishnah started to enumerate the various melachos in the order of the processing of pas, you know, how is pas processed? You know, of course, we go to the bakery, we buy pas. It's not such a simple thing. So in order to produce pas of today, it's after the Industrial Revolution, so there is division of labor, so it's a simple thing. But before the Industrial Revolution, it wasn't such a simple thing, you know, to go to the bakery. You don't even have to go to the bakery, you call up, and then the baker delivers. So it wasn't such a simple thing. So in order to have pass, so first you had to plow there, and then to adapt it for Zri. Then after you plow it, you have to make Chrish. And then after you make Chrish, you have to sow Zri. And then after you sowed, so it took a long time, and feel adequate of fuel, say, then when after it, you had the crop, so you had to harvest it, sulcate it, and then you had to be namia, you have to bind sheaves, maumin alumin, and then hadosh, you had to thresh it, and then you had to be zela, you had to winnow it, and then you had to be bela, you had to purify it of all the impurities in the grain. So, and then you had to mill it, and then you had to be teichi, then you had to be merakit, then you had to sift the flour, and then you had to knead it, to mix it, wash, then you had to bake it. So in other words, if the Tan of the Mishnah had mentioned, Hazereya Achille Shakit, Hamad Hadosh, Hazir, Abir, Atir, and Amiraki, Halosh Vambashit, so it wouldn't be, you know, in the order of the various processing stages of pas. So he mentioned Eifer. And after all, but you can say just because in order that it should correspond with the order of stages, so he mentions Eron Meloche Chas V'Sholem. No, the answer is, as the Magen Mishnah says, that between Eife and Mivashir is not a question of Aven Tovim. It's Meinav, but in the Mishkan, what kind of cooking existed in the Mishkan? Boiling. So all right, so you're boiling, you're baking, you're frying, you're roasting, you're all kinds of cooking. But it's Meinav, and since this will fit the order of the stages of the Pasa is nothing wrong. But if we say it's not a Dini Gomor, then it's a little difficult. I'm not saying it's very difficult, but it's a little difficult in order to fit the order of the stages of processing. So, Tana mentions in Loche, I told him, and omits that. If it's Meinav, we understand. But if it's only Telode, it's a little difficult. Anyway, so this is what Gemara says. Now the same thing is true of Zereya versus Niteya. Zereya versus... Now let's see that. Now let's see another Gemara before we go to the stasis. The Nishab is the fine Gemara base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Omar Rav Acher, 9th line from the top of Nami, the fine Gemara base. Omar Rav Acher, Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav Ame, Zeyna Chayeb Mishim Niteya. The Niteya, so Zeyna means pruning, you know, when you pluck out the bed twigs that are detrimental for the plant, or the bad things in the plant, and that promotes the growth better. As long as you don't prune it, that's called pruning. So if somebody prunes on Shabbos, he is hired because of the Tolder of Niteya. The Niteya, and somebody plants, the Amavos of Amarkiv. Markif means when you're in draft, you know, one on top of the other. Markif, the same thing. Chayev Mishim Zareya. So Mishim Zareya, Mishim Eteya, on the contrary, you see, Mavrich or Markif is closer to Eteya than to Zareya. Zareya, you know, has reference, relates, you know, to Zoroi. And Niteya to plants, and Mavrich and Martif also to plants, you know, but something that grows on a tree. So how can we say that Mavrich and Martif, which is closer to Niteya than to Zareya, is Chayv Mishim Zareya? So Mishim Zareya Ein, Mishim Niteya Lei, Ein Le, Af Mishim Zareya. So Rashi says, Zeyna chayav mishim toldes niteya, din itzmuch oret. In other words, that Zeyna, one who prunes, is a tolde of niteya. Why is a tolde of niteya? Because what's the nature of niteya? What's the purpose of niteya? To promote growth, and by plucking out the bad, the detrimental twigs, so you also promote growth. So it has a dimion to niteya. The niteya gufe v'chim avre chomar kif chayu mishim zareya. Kleimar in name zareya heim, ze'ab v'zroim v'ze'ab v'ironis. So Rashi distinguishes between pruning and niteya. Pruning is a told. It's a told of Zareya and of niteya, because it promotes growth, but niteya is more than a told of Zareya. It is mamish, it is made of, but except that Zareya is the Avon's Roim and niteya is the Av in Ronis. But the same thing, in other words, the relationship between Zareya and niteya is the analogous to the relationship between Mivashel and Eiv. It's Mivashel and Eiv. The same thing. That's Rashi Shittit. Let's see the Rambam in the Shabbos. So whereas Rashi equates only Niteya and Zareya, but Zeymer is only told of Zareya and Niteya, the Rambam Shiti is that not only Zareya, the Niteya is main half of Zareya, but even Zeymer is main half of Zareya. But Hamash gets more, you know, to water, to pour water on grass, you know, on plants, that also promotes growth. So that is it all. Aber Hamash gets more in the Ilonis Bishabes, Hareze, Tilde Zereya, Vechaye, Vechaoche. Now, that's in Perkhes, Halacha Beis. And then the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Aluch Aleph, so he mentions the whole Mishnah, the list of Lamtes Melachos. Melachos Chayon Eskile Vikoros Bemezin Yikom Chatzul Bishgogo Me'en Ovis Me'en Telonis U'mi'en Kolovis Melachos Abu'en Chosar Achas Vilein Hachishe Azriya Tziro Yimu Radishe. So he mentions Zriya and he mentions Afir. Doesn't mention Itea and he doesn't mention Bishu. But then in Aluch Beis he says, Korula Amloches V'chol Shehu Miyomam. He means all Novus Melachos. What do you mean the whole Shehu Miyomam? Means not only Zereya, Zereya, Niteya, Zeymeya, that when it's completely neina, so here we call no bismuches. Keisat uin yonon, echad achire shi achife o isechit, hari ze av muloche, shi kol achas ve achas mehen chvira bikarka v'yirechadu, v'china, b'halocha gimu, v'china zerei azroni, muya nitiya ironis, uya mavri chironis, uya markif uya zeymiya, kol eilu av echad hein, yobis muloches, v'yirechadu, shi kol achas mehen, Litzamei al dovor mischav. So that's Meina. But, so he mentions that in Perik Zayin, Halacha Gimu, and in Perik Ches, Halacha Beis. But, in Perik Ches, Halacha Beis says, Avramashke tzmochen v'ilonis b'shabes, hari ze teo v'zereya v'chai v'cholcho. So, why isn't that? After all, he explains, Zereya miteya mavrach markit, it's all Meina, because it's one Tachlis. The Tachlis is promote both, and then to water Zroim is also the Tachlis is to promote both. So the Magid Mishnah explains it. So he said, נהלוך את דלת הרם סז וכן עקי צטפו או הקיטני אסו יעבי צרנובים או יעגי דקמורים או יעמי סקסייסים או ירתנים קוראי לאב מלוך האחסם שכל האחס מהם להקדוב או מרידוי או מסחבי ועל דה הזו שור אובס so the magnificent says וידע שכבר הסחבי מיני שכל מלוכה שהידינו לאב בדמיין גומו בדין גמו אלא אלא שחלוקו ממנו באיכוס הפולו או באיכוס הניפל הרי זה אף כמייסו אבל הדלוכה הדין לו במיקס הזוי הניקוטלון in other words, if something is deemed to the מלוכה that existed in Mishkan בדין גמו but it differs in the nature of the object so let's say So what's the difference between Keitzer, Tvuro, and Beitzer Hanavim? But one relates to Tvuro, one relates to Hanavim. So it's a Dinyan Gomo, but there is Chluko, Be'echus Hanifa. So that's Meina. But then the question is, we understand as to why, Zereya Niteya or Keitzer Tvuro and Beitzer Hanavim Gidah Tmorim Isik Zeisim Yeretenim is Mein Loch because it's the same act, Mamash is the same act except the object is different in one it is grape, in one it is grapes in one it is olives in the other one it is figs so that's not important But the nature of the act is the same. But according to the Rambam, so not only Zereya and Neteya are Meina. So Zereya and Neteya is the same act, except one is Roim and one is in trees. But it's the same act. But according to the Rambam, Zeimer and Zereya, Zeimer and Neteya are also Meina. There it's a different kind of act. Because when you do an act of Zrei, you put in something in there. When you prune twigs, so then you do the reverse. You take out from the earth. Not that you put in something. So there is a difference. the Rashi says that Zareya Nitea is the same Allah, is made up, Mashin Kizeb is only in Kizebilonis, but Zareya Nitea is different, it's told, because there is a chiluk in the nature of the act, but that's Rashi Shite. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference. As long as there is a Dimyan Gomo, even though it's not the same objects, all right, but and it's not the same kind of act. One act consists in putting something in the earth. Let's say it's a Zareya Nitea. And the other act consists in taking out from the earth. Just the reverse. But the tachlis is the same in the full way. The tachlis is the same in the full way. Because plucking out the two mental twigs is as indispensable for the growth of the plant as putting in a seed and the branch in the earth, just as indispensable. Water is worry, so there it's not as important. No. Without pruning it couldn't grow, but without watering it could grow, but it wouldn't grow so well. In other words, if you want to improve the growth, it should promote the growth, you have to water the zoin, but it'll grow anyway, you know. Sometimes zoin will grow even if you neglect it and you never water it, but it'll not grow well. Some mele, it's not a dimyan gomo, it's a dimyan ktsas. If it's a dimyan ktsas, so then it's a telode, it's not mele. Now again, the lotion of the Magnishni is Vidashi Kavonas Rabbeini Shekom Locha Shidin Laab Edimin Gomo Ela Shechlukum Menu Beichus HaPulo Oy Beichus HaNifal Hari Zeyaf Kimeiso Avom Locha Adin Lo Bimiksas Zui Anikris Torodo Vamoshu Beze Akeitze Rabbeini Shein Dimin Gomo אלא שחלוקים הניפורים, וכן הזריה והניטיה, וכן החירש והחיפר, שהם חלוקי איכוס הפולו, אבל הם בדמיין גמו, עליהם אמרו כולו מלך האחסי, שאם בונו לחלק בהם נחלד מן הזרועים גם כן, ומן הכלים אשר יעשה בהם בחייץ את זה, if one were to make a distinction between one object and the other, so then we should say that since the Mishnah Tfire did not take place, let's say, in the same objects as it takes place today, so when you sew a pair of pants, so then it's only to load it. No, but it doesn't make any difference. It's a Dimyan Gomo. Abu Bishayin Shom Eloktsaz Dimyan Kim Amchatech Esayaret Shemidim Litchim. Trine means milling flour, grinding wheat. That's the ab. That's the ab. But if somebody, let's say, is mechatech hayarek into small pieces, even though it doesn't turn it into a powder, the way you do it when you grind wheat, then you convert it into a flour, into powder. But you just take a vegetable and you slice it into small pieces so it'll be adapted for eating, you know. So then it's a tolde of keitzer. So that's not a dimyan gomo, that's a dimyan ktsas. Kina el ktsas dimyan kina mchatech hasayerek shindimu itchina rak biosis miguf echot gufim rabim af al pi shatchina nishane הגוף הראשון לגמרי ואין הכי תוך כל זוהי תורודה ועקש זו ניתן לכל עד נאר פטלט צימא עוד הגמור נשאבס תחיים גמלו מבייס עומר אף כאן אגב זיימר וצורך לאיץ עם חייר שתיים אחס משום קיצה ואחס משום נטיה. So Rashi says, the Zeimeir is the Tolder of Neter. Whereas the Rambam Shit is, the Zeimeir is Meinav. Let's see Rabbi Hananel on that Gemore. Rabbi Hananel is Mechadish on that Gemore, that there is a Tolder and there is a Tolder the Teror. So Rabbi Hananel here on the margin, he says, Hazimir Amrim Mishmidra, Hazim Chayim Mishmitea, והניטייה והמבל והמרקיף חי ומשמזריה. שמעינו מיני מדיני קים המבל והמרקיף משמנטייה ואף משמזריה, דייש תולדר לתולדר. So in other words, in the Mishkan, three existed. Neteya did not exist. So maybe it's not even main of. It's a tolder. But then, Mavrich, Markiv, and Zeimeir is the tolder is the Tolder of Neteya, and Neteya itself is the Tolder of Zeriah. That's Rabbi Hananel Shiti. Rabbi Hananel Shiti is different than the Rambam and Rashi Shiti. Rambam and Rashi, they have the same Shiti. And the whole, in other words, that there is such a thing as Meinav and there is such a thing as the Tolder. But, and Meinav means Idimir Gomor, and Tolder means that the Dimyon Tzas, Rashi and the Rambam agree. But according to Rashi, Dimyon Gomor means when it's the same kind of act. Like Zriyin Tiyan, same kind of act, you put something in the earth. But except one is in Zroyim, one is in Loris. So that's considered Dimyon Gomor. But pruning and Niteya, pruning and Zeraya is a different kind of act. In one act you put in something in the earth, in the other one you do just the reverse, you take out from the earth. So then, but the purpose is mamish the same. It's indispensable for Kov. So according to the Rambam, that also makes it main up. According to Rashi, that is only the one. And the Ramchmanul Shite is a third Shite, that even Niteya is a Tolde. The Niteya is the Tolode of Zeraya and Mavrich Markiv and Zemeir is the Tolde of Niteya. So Mele, there is a Tolde and there is a Tolode of Itolode. Now, let's go to the thesis.
What does Ibn Hanan hold by Megashel and Eifel?
One second, we'll come to it. Hamchananel probably doesn't discuss it, but I think that according to Hamchananel, so the Av is the Av is no, the Av is Mvashel, because that exists in the Mishnah, Mvashel Samonim, and Oifel is it Rod. So why does the Mishnah mention it? Shouldn't it do it pass? So it's a little difficult. All right, but that's Hamchananel. Now let's see the way, let's consider the taste this, the way it's written in Osro, that the Maram rejects. The aid, the Teya and the Vashem, in Tzorich Asreis in Nishmal, the Imhischa Tilode Mishum Niteya Ischal. So it means, the Imhischa Tilode Mishum Niteya Ischal. So the Maram explains it. In Hisra, Mavrich or Markif or Zemeir, Mishum Niteya, so Yischayev. So Yischayev. So what does it mean? If we are Geres Veid, Niteya or Mivashu, in Tzorich Lasreis in Shemak, in Hisra, Mishmat, why don't we look into the Maram? It's a very long Maram. The Maram is a very big Balmazar. Mashor, is difficult, but the Maram puts everything in one's mouth. So why should I explain it? I'm not such a bonasker as the Maram. Veid Niteya Mivashe in Tzorot Asas and Shema in Hisho Tolden Shiteya Chai Vichein Huga Bisforim Shemiftus and Chodesh Vihinei Nemru Dvorim Rabim Bideo divratis salon, the ancient forshim divratis to soch, Veidi shema do imotzel nishmuye din aftimine linien asoi. Rotzolema, she called me, she told, but what was this discussion? The discussion is, amai yikrav, amai yikratalode. So the Gemara gives it to us, how da be mishkin chshive kore av, ala mishkin chshive kore vod. So this discussion is, why doesn't Gemara say, an av is dead meloche, on the score of which you have to give the asoi of the talode. So one teretz and teisus says, no, there is no such halacha that you have to be masre on the talode and the score of that. But if you are masre on the score of the wrong half, so that is malik. The second teretz says, no, you have to be masre on the score of the half. So why doesn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara says it. That's what the Gemara means. Then the Gemara teisus gives a third teretz. So if we are gerus veis, so it's something different to the second teretz. If it's something different to the second teretz, then it means, so let's see now. V'hine nemud v'on rambi atal, v'teyesh mifoshi divat isoch, v'eidi shlema v'imotze v'nishnu yedin nafke mine lehin asroi, rotzolei ma shikol mi shim tzorich v'asreisei, mi shim v'rachar, suvosei, mikrav, that was the discussion. So that's the pshat. So that means the taste is saying that the av is a reya, the av is mevash, and not the ife is not the av, and the hand teyam shimzareya and vashel niteyam shimzareya and vashel mishmeife vafil hoche. So he says the hand niteyam shimzareya and vashel mishmeife. So that means that he is saying that the av is really if and the av is really zareya as the mishne mentions vafil hoche lichoshev and mefer kol godel b'minyan oves melochis, in the inyan oves melochis. Hoyel, the hoyel dole chashvinon shmam no deinen oves. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention אל אם כשמם לא דעתו לה, כי לא דעס אם צריכים להסרי סמישמאב. להסרי סמישמאב. Because if you are going to say, why does the Mishnah mention of us? And the reason is, because those melochas that the Mishnah mentions, it means you have to point out that meloche, by the master, to the one who does the aveir. So mele, that means that you have to point out the meloche of Eife. But Eife didn't even exist in the mission. The team of Vashlin so was written on a team mission to be in Vashlin to make a floor of Hashem for God and all his noches. The whole of Hashem is Shmamino day in office. In the king Shmamino, דאפילו התלודס אם צריכו להסרי סמישמאב. Because איפה did not exist in the Mishkan. And still, the Mishnah mentions it among the office. And if you say that Av is called that you have to mention in the Asroi, so that means that you don't have to mention Mivashel. Mivashel exists in the Mishkan. And the Masre mentions Eife, but it didn't exist in the Mishnah. How can you say that the Mishnah calls a certain Roches Av because you have to mention it in that way? But the Mishnah mentions Eife, and the Eife did not exist in the Mishnah. And still you can mention it in das Roy, and it'll be Chayiv Mise. So it's a Raya like the first Teretz. So it's a Raya like the first Teretz, that the Gemara Dafkut von Tres doesn't mean that you always have to mention the Av. The old Gemara says if you mention the wrong Av, then it's no Asroi, Malik. But you don't have to mention the Av, because here the Mishnah mentions that means that if you mention to the one who bakes, the melacha of Eifa is chayev, even though you don't mention the Av of Mevashle. So it's a raya to the first dance. That's what it means. So he says, in Kishmamiyot Afilu to Lotus in Tzrich Masris Ishmot. So actually, it's a supplement to the first dance. Vizah Pirush Yefshal Yashik. And if they come, we retain the day of Haname, they are the Tirzach. And if you go after the Tirzach, it's all Rasa, and the Tirzach, it's really a supplement to the first Eretz, Vinke, Eshbol Achriach, Hatir Tirzach, it's all Rasa, and the Tirzach, Vinke, Akor, Tzrich, Nifonish, Haidim, Shamek, the Leo. So then Tesis should have mentioned the Veid after the first Eretz. Why does he mention the Veid after the second Eretz? So it's not smooth. And then, so, Dimkin Hurla Matesis, because I take it me out. So how is it the Teres Hashemi intervenes between the first Teres and the second Teres? Shemitari, Shezel, Ma Shemitari, Nor Adam, Mishim, Hashemi. Veid, to the Peru Zen, historic Lima, the Mevashu, the Teveya, the Niteya, in Novis. So then we have to say that Mivashel Veniteya in Noves Vizeini the Khadnian Nishapir Shom before Kogodu Tinsodadarabe Mivashu Ikarav the Hubishal Samonim Dabi Mishkin al Shatane the Tony Shomeifer Tamivashu Shusudur Pasno Kidisa. That's his very strong cash. Kidisa was in the final Vichimash Mahosom Daf Pigimu. There is not a pshat taste, he's saying the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz. Hach di tzorich lahasra is bishmo. So then it will turn out that the Mavrich Umarkiv is the tolder of Niteya. That's what the Gemara says. So Mavrich Umarkiv has to be Masre Mishum Niteya, and that we couldn't say. That we still say Bim Kain Kamra Teis Berotzav Neitaskin. If Av is called that Meloche, that you have to mention the soye, so then by Mavech Markif you have to mention it here. So the Mishnah should mention it here, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it here. So Mela we couldn't say, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz. Hach b'tzorich lahasris, hatolde b'shmo hadav. So then, you would have to be master the Mavrich Markif Mishem Mishem Itea, so the Mishnah should mention it here, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it here. Ella. Ella, of course, people say, have a Tamish in the Vassal, we can have that, the Mishnah, the Chemitea, the King Kamratis, the Rots and Moritaris King, the Nafkin and the Asroim, and the Ashkron, the Hoshim, the Vassal, the Nitea, the Kangodo, in King Kamatil, the Mishan, the Gnore, have a Mishkin, she, the Kori, the Kangodo, Mamma, the Sashi. So then it is difficult. Monisha, you say, the Gemara couldn't give you talents. Hach, the Tzorich, the Hasnes, the Tolto, Bishmo, Havav. So, according to that, so Mavrich Markif, you have to be Masre, Bishim, Niteya. So then the Mishneh should mention it here, and the Mishneh does not mention it here. So then it's a kasha against the Gemara, the Gemara status. The Gemara says, how do I have a Mishkin Chshive call it up? So that means that you have to mention the name of Nitea for the Mavrich Markif. And the Mishneh mentions Reya. So it's his spirit. But if we'll say, so maybe he rejects that shot also. The Oid, the Inze Kushe Kraumad will Choshev will refer to Kol Godel. Shari Kushe Zu Hikshe Shom Bigmor will refer to Kol Godel. Vitiyotsu. Oysod Hoche Inze Osom. Omar Afot Yishovik Tanin Masnis und Vishol Samonida will Mishkin Noga Teife und Mishane Tanin Donsu Pas Noga Anishom. But that we can mean Yashiv, that shot we can mean Yashiv. If we say, the taste Veshite is like the Rambam, not like Ramchanal is difficult. But if we say the taste Veshite is like the Rambam, don't have to say like the Rambam, like Rashi. Rambam mentions a big Chiddush that even Zeiner is made of. But Rashi doesn't go so far. Rashi Shite is Niteya is made of Azareya. But Zeiner not. Why? Because according to Magid Mishnah Slomdes, but only when there is a dinyan gomor in the nature of the act. So Mimele is Zereya and Niteya, so in the nature of the act there is a dinyan gomor, except it's a different object. So it's like Kesar Tvuye and Beitzer Amovim. It's mamish the same. But Zeiner is a different act, even though the purpose is mamish the same, so that's already clear. So between Bishol and Eife is like the difference between Kesar Tvuye and Beitzer Amovim. It's the difference like and the same thing is true of Zereya Niteya, Zeb Yisroim, Zeb Intiyas. So Meile, it's mamish the same av, except that in the Mishnah it existed in a different object. What difference does it make? Whether it existed in Tvuye or it existed in grapes or in dates or in figs or in olives. So what difference does it make? Whether it existed in Zroim or it existed in trees. Whether it existed in the form of cooking, of boiling, or in the form of cooking, of baking. What difference? It's the same act of cooking. The same act of cooking, except in boiling, you cook it in water. In baking, you cook it without water. But it's mamish the same. It's mamish the same. So Mele, we can explain that. Tasteless according to that pshat. The eight, the niteya mevashel in tzorich lasris in mishmav. והיסחו משמעתו לא בישחייב ואתה לא אוכל לחושב לו בפרק לא גודל In other words, the Gemara couldn't do the Teretz. Hach titzorich la'asris ha'malocha bishmo ha'veliyav v'hach titzorichem la'asris ha'telode v'im tzorichem la'asris ha'telode bishmo korolei telode. You couldn't say that because if Gemara would give the Teretz, so then it would mean that Niteya and Mivashel, Niteya and Mivashel, once again, then it would mean that Eife and that Eife and Niteya Amatoves, but they are of us, even though they didn't exist in the mission. So the main thing, the fact that it existed in the mission. But sometimes a certain meloche existed in the mission, in this mamish, in the same way, and sometimes it existed in the mission, bidinyan gomo, in another object. So that's part and parcel of the terrace of the Gemara. How to have a mission chshive, korleav, v'hach v'lehav a mission chshive, is called as water. So then it's good as to why Tesis mentioned it after the second Teretz, because it's really like a supplement to the second Teretz. Because according to the first Teretz, there is no aloha that you have to point out the av when somebody does it already. According to the second Teretz, you have to mention the av when somebody does it lodi. So merely if somebody would be mavrich or marchiv, according to the second teretz and the third teretz, which is a supplement to the second teretz, you have to mention that. Which av? You can mention Zereya and you can mention Niteya, because Zereya and Niteya are mamish the same. Mamish the same. So merely if somebody, so the eight Niteya Mevashel, you can call it a third teretz, but it's really a supplement to the second teretz. In other words, there are two teretz. One teretz is that you don't have to mention the av when somebody doesn't eat a lot. You don't have to mention the av. The second teretz is you do have to mention. And but then why doesn't the Gemara say that? Hach b'tzorich lahasris Bishmo le ze sheis at lo de kol liav vize she eini tzorich lahasris bishmo le ze sheis at lo de kol li talode. So that's because the Gemara gives the same teretz. The Gemara says how to have a mishkin chshive kol liav, but having mishkin doesn't mean to have a mamre mishkin in the exact object. How the Havre Mishkin Bidinim Gomo is Havre Av. So Mele, Zereya is an Av, Niteya is Av, Mivashel is an Av, and Eif is an Av. During the Mishkin, what existed? Mivashel existed. Eif did not exist, but what difference did it make? So, in the Mishkin there was Ksive, but there was no Ksive with the fountain pen, with the ball pen, so because of that it didn't exist in the Mishkin. What difference did it make? Whether you write with a pencil, with a fountain pen, this kind of a pen, that kind of a pen, it's a Dinyan Gomo! It's a Dinyan Gomo! So in Mele, the main criterion is the fact that it existed in the Mishkin. The Dinyan Gomo doesn't have to exist in the Mishkin, money the same way. In the Mishkin, a fountain pen was not used. So, in the Mishkin, so Bishul was done. All right? And then if it's the same thing, so it's hard to have a Mishkin. So, when somebody is Mavrich or Marchiv, so as the Gemara says, Chayev Af Mishum Zereya. And needless to mention to Dafniteya, because it's closer, Mavrich or Marchiv is closer to Niteya than to Zereya. But Zereya and Niteya is Tanach. It's einfach like Kaiser Twin, Beitzer Amodim. Some male cases in the Beit Haaretz says that actually, like the second Haaretz, that there is a requirement that when somebody is doesn't loche it lode, you doesn't loche, you have to point out the nature of the av. If he does the av itself, you have to point out this is the av. If he does the telode, you have to say this is the telode of that loche which is the av. But then, why doesn't the Gemara give the teretz? Why doesn't the Gemara give the teretz? Hach the hatzorich lahasri says the alode bishmo hav le'av. There's the teretz of the Gemara. Hach the hav the mishkin shive kol le'av. Hach the le'av the mishkin kol le'telode. So what is hav the mishkin? Either it mamish existed in the mishkin in the exact way, or it existed the mishkin. Not in this exact way, but the Dinyan Gamo. So that's a very good talent, I think. They nitea mevashel in tzorech la'asreis mishumav v'im hisra. So what does it mean? In tzorech nitea mevashel in tzorech la'asreis mishumav. In other words, when somebody is in nitea, you don't have to be masrin, you are chayav mishumzareh. You can tell him, Yachai Mish Nitea. But you have to be master the Av. Nitea is always an Av. It's a Dinyan Gomo. Vein Nitea Mevashel in Tzorech Asreis in Mishmav. In other words, the Nitea and the Mevashel, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him you are Chayev. You have to mention Adam Aloche. That is the Av. You can mention the same Aloche. Because that is main av, it's ein av. When Yisro told him Shemitea, and suppose somebody is Mavrich and Markiv, and that, so this Shemitea is like Rashi, not like the Rambam. So Mavrich and Markiv is he told of Shemitea, because Mavrich and Markiv is not the Mingamo. Not only Zimmer is not the Mingamo, but even Mavrich and Markiv is not a Dinyan Gomo Mavrich Ma'akiv. So then, in Hisro, Atolde, Mavrich Ma'akiv, Mishul Nitea Yisrael, even though Nitea did not exist, Mamish in the Mishkin, but it existed in the Mishkin with Dinyan Gomo, so Yisrael, V'achil Hochel Yichoshel Yisrael Kol Godel. So then you ask, but if it's an av, how is it that it's not mentioned? It's not mentioned because the Mishnah doesn't mention all kinds of forms of av. The Mishnah doesn't mention kitzer, beitzer, gevi, amazing. It's an av. So the Mishnah mentions zereya, and Mimele doesn't happen to mention itaya. Why does the Mishnah prefer zereya to itaya? Because it corresponds with the order of the stages of the process in the world. It's very good. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, this pshat. This pshat, once we assume that Teisve Shite is not like the Rach, you see, the reason is why the Maram rejects it, because he assumed that Teisve Shite is like the Rach, but Teisve Shite is not like the Rach. Anyway, so that's one pshat. Now let's see how the Maram explains it when he rejects the Gilsa of the Eight.
Even with this pshat, it still is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, of course the Rosh is a little difficult. Yeah, right. I agree. According to all the pshat, it's still a little difficult. It's not smooth. And according to Maram, it's certainly not smooth. We are not gerisayt. We hakel utir sechot. Va'adilu koi, di mishane, shezeu mashin litareitz, hard having nicht geschieden. Wir gehen mal zu sie mit diesem Geschehen, zu dem Alklav, schon hohe Kosov schon wie die Vratesis weht, wie ihm kein Hakelte bezeichnet. Da tut so gut. According to the way we said, you can call it three Torahs, but actually the third Torah is a supplement to the second Torah. So he says, but he is not Gaelis.
Whoa.
Wait. Wait, you can also see the taste of Yishenim, Ksuvim al Klafshel, and Kosov Shom, and the taste of Wait. Vim ken hakel terosecho, u perish a taste of Skacho, שכוי הדלומני, שתירי, שזהו שמתארץ הגמרי. חד אבי מישקין חשיבה וצורך להסריס התולדה בשמו. עוצרים מהכל המוחי שאוי במישקן. אף לא גבל לטון אליו במי הנאוד לפרק על גודל. אף לא הוכה צורך להסריס התולדה בשמו. כי דאשכחון, דניתיה וזריה, אם היסחת לא די, מהו כיפו, מהו בשמון חיית. אבל גב לחושם לפרק על גודל, והודי כוספה תסבס לישנה לדיאבד, אם היסחה התולדה משמלתיה. וואי, זה תומי לא של דיאבד, סלחה, תחילה יסד במסרה תולדה משמלתיה, משום דוי, משום דעדים ודים היסחו, מבריך ומרתי, שם זה ראה מנה חי, כדי היסחה עושם לפרק על גודל כליל, So even according to Ramshad, in final analysis, it is very similar, except that the Maram, which strikes out the term Veid, and I say that you don't have to strike it out, but it's Mamesh. The bottom line is the same kind of Shad. V'hutzchocho, ha-teises lichtif kol zeh mishnufi, shenu yezeh, di mishana ha-teises, di zeh shmitalis harba v'mishkuchsive, וצורך הסרס התור בשמו ליסייה שאין לא מולו לאדמור אלוהים כתר להמיש כוכשיבי ואהב לאדמור אלוהים הרב לרב לזר עמי קורא לאב נפקי מיני שצורך הסרס התור בשמו וסולוי ולא מותו לאדמור אלוהים לקח קומה התסס משמוך הקם רדמור אלוהים דאבי משקין לימה תיכול מלוחס דאבי משקין אף על פי דליחוש לפלר כל גודל אף על הוכה צורך להסריס התודס בשמו, כגניתי המבשל, והיינה מה שישים האתיסן כמבשל. So whether we are gayless it or not, in final analysis is the same shot. In other words, it's a supplement to the second act.
Some people say it's a supplement to the first act.
Yeah, all right, but that rejects. That's very difficult. Now, the next thesis is also very complicated. Chshive, what's the girls in our mind? How do we have a mishkan chshive? Kol yav. How do we have a mishkan chshive kol yav? Horegasim. How do we have a mishkan chshive kol yav? How do we have a mishkan chshive kol yav? Ulfi ham girlse, boi lafuki kamo meloches, shalo yachshuvim, vohoyo bimishkan, di toldes nino vloy avis meloches. So according to that Gersi, even a Meloche that was a Mishkan, if it wasn't Choshuv, some Mele Zitlod, even if it existed in the Mishkan. But if it's not Choshuv, but, so in other words, it has to be Choshuv also, but it has to be exist in the Mishkan too. So in other words, there are two prerequisites to exist in the Mishkan and the Choshev. That's how it is. How do we know that Meloches that exist in the Mishkan, if they are not Choshev, some Mele they're not enough? Kida Amrin and Ferik Bametini, Heim Hela Choshev Ikar Kala Gole, Dai Nach Nose, Umeishi Bidyute Achas. What's the aloche of Nichnose means when somebody is meitzi mirshusarab mirshusayochet. Mirshusarab mirshusayochet. Let's say the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Oni stands in Bachut, and the Balabais and the Oni gives something to the Balabais. I mean, how is it the Oni gives something to the Balabais and the Balabais gives the Oni? But suppose the Balabais gives him a $10 bill. And the Balabais doesn't want to give him $10. So he asks him for $5 change. So then the Oni stretches out his hand, he stands outside the Rishus Rabin, and there's the $5 bill, and he gives it, and he puts it in the Balabais' hand. And the Balabais doesn't do a thing. He's completely passive, the Balabais. And then the Oni puts it in his hand inside. That's Machnis. He Tzoye is called when the Balabai stretches out his hand and he puts the $10 bill or the $5 bill in the hand of the Oni. That's Meitzi. And the Achnose means Machnis Meshusarab Meshusayach. So that's one Meloche. Then there is a Meloche of Meshit Meshusayochet Meshusayochet Derech Meshusarab Bidyutachas. So then there's a difference between Yuta Achas and Shtei Yutas. Yuta Achas means, let's say, suppose, here is the Rishus HaYochid. Here is the Rishus HaYochid, and here is the Rishus HaRabi. Here is the Rishus HaRabi. Rishus HaRabi. Here there is another Rishus HaYochid. Suppose you have two porches. Here is one porch. Here is one porch, and then there is another porch. One person stands here on this porch, and he stretches out over the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim runs that way. Between this porch, this house, there is a Rishus HaRabim. And the person stands on this porch, on the veranda, on this porch, and he is meishit to the other person. Across the Rishus HaRabim, but b'diyut achas. The same, yeah, that's right.
Not across.
Along
the same one.
Along the same one. But the Rishus HaRabim passes here. So that's b'diyut achas. So then he's chayav. Suppose the Rishus HaRabim, he crosses, there's a building here, and he crosses along the width of the Rishus HaRabim. So then, If he stretches it out along the length of the Rishus HaRabim, there's Bidachas. But if he stretches it out along the width of the Rishus HaRabim, from one street to the other, well, he has to have pretty long hands, you know, to do it.
Or a beam.
What?
Or a beam.
Yeah, all right, a beam, that's right, a beam. Yeah, very simple, a very long beam, it's very simple. So from one side of the street to the other side of the street. So briefly, Bidyut Achas means if he stretches it out along the length of the Rishus HaRabim. And Shtei Yutas means across the width of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Halacha is, it's not his story, it's Igzeiros HaKosuv, that Meishit Mirshusayochit Derech Rishus HaRabim Bidyut Achas is Chayev, and Mirshusayochit Derech Bishtei Yutas is Potter. Why? Because Kachoya Avedas Hamishkan Bilevin. So they had the Agoles. So you had the Agoles, one Agole was placed that way, and the other Agole was placed that way, and then the Levim used to be Meshit Koshim, Bidyut Achas. So that's the way it existed in the Mishkan, Bidyut Achas. So maybe it's Chayev, but the Shtei Yutas, it wasn't done by the because the Agoles were set up this way, you see, along the length of the Rishus HaRabim, not across from each other. So Mele, he's only Chayev Bidyut Achas. So Satesa says, Hochayasim, how do they have a Mishpuk Shiva Koroliyam? How do they have a Mishpuk Shiva Koroliyam? Ufi Hagil Seboy Rafu Ketam Loches Shalayach Shuvim. Woyu Bumishkon, the Teodos Nino Veloyavis Moches, Gamlin Ferber attending, Heim Helo Akoshi Mikarta La Gole, Dain Achnos. Now, again here, it depends upon the Pshat and the Gemara Nazirik, but there is a machlekes between Rambam and Tesis. According to the Pashtus Halosh and the Gemara Nazirik, so he tzoye, so that's achnose. That means machnis mishus rabbi mishus ayochit, and then meishit mishus ayochit mishus ayochit derech mishus rabbi b'jut achas. So the amrinon before maintaining him hello akoshim akarka agole dain achnose umeishit b'jut achas. So that's not enough, even though it exists in the Mishnah, because it's not chosh. It's not chosh. We have to understand why is it soye choshiv and achnose not chosh. Now let's see the more, just briefly, the Gemara Nazirik. Oh, now let's turn to the Gemara in Shabbos that Tzadik Vovah Medal of the Mishnah. Hazirik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabin Mishus Rabin Mishus Ayochid Chay Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabin Vemtza. Not Meishit, but they like Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, because Rabbi Akiva holds Chuzukim Shemuch Adam Yesam Meile. If somebody is a Zerik, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabim, it's considered as if the ball, let's say, stopped in the air for a moment and then it moved again to the other Mishus Ayochid. So it's Chayev. So Hazerik, because Chuzukim Shemuch Adam Yesam, Chachomim Petr. Keitzat, steig so stroi zu kineget zu bishus rabim, hameishit vazirik mizuro zu poter. Hoyo steim bidyut achas, hameishit chai vazirik poter, shekach hoy so avidis alvim, stei agoli zu achazu bishus rabim, mishitim akroshim mizuro zu avlozer. Then the Gemara says, merdes rike told the itzoi gufeich exide. אמר רבי יחנן במקרו ויצב מישי ויעבירו קיר במחנה. מישי יחנה ויוסי במחנה לביה, ומחנה לביה ושזרה מהווי. והווי, וקומר לו ישראל ותאפיקו, ותאיסים ושזיוך ותפחו ושזרה. ומאי לבשבס קוי, דילום בחיו קוי, ומשמשלים מלוכת, כי לחסיב במלוכה וסדיום. גם עבור עבור ממקפור, וכסיבו אחר ויעבירו קיר במחנה. וכסיבו שם ועד השחקו, מה לא הלם בהם עושה? דת יתרוזן בחיל, אף כאן ביחס, אשכחם לצויה, הכנוסה מן העולם. So from that posik we can learn out that יצויה מרשוס היוחד ושוס הרבים is חייב. How do we know that הכנוסה מרשוס הרבים ושוס היוחד is חייב? So slowly, מרדה, מרשוס לרשוסו, מלי אפוקה מלי היולה. Nino Yitzoy Av Hachnose Torode. So Tesis Shite is, that's the Pashas Halosh Gimor, but the Rambam paskins that Hachnose is also an Av, because according to Rambam there's another Teres of the Gimor. But according to Tesis there is no other Teres of the Gimor. So Mele the Gimor is saying, Nino Yitzoy Av, because that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah, ויצב מישה ויעבירו כל במחנה, and הכנוסה is not mentioned in the פוסק בפירש, but it existed in the Mishkin, so ממילא, not even me, because it's Yisrael. It's Yisrael, in other words, that's like a dimming gomo, or it's Yisrael, so ממילא is it a lot. So that's what Jesus says. Jesus mentions